family being butchered and auctioned off by the state like you did from them driving your mother crazy, from them starving your family dizzy like you did, like you came back a man with a mission, like you came back. Came back from having your potential paralyzed by racist miseducators. Came back from gambling, from numbers running, from prostitution, from armed robbery and drugs. Like you came back from frying your hair, from pink Cadillac white girl fantasies. Like you came back like you came back from the dead of self-hate. A man with a mission. We're coming back, Malcolm. Like Charlie Parker after Camarillo. Coming back like Sugar Ray Robinson, five fist-smoking times. Coming back like Ho Chi Minh and the Viet Cong in spite of the Yankees and the French. We're coming back, coming back, coming, 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 coming back, coming back, coming, 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 coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back. Coming back like Archie Moore against Joey Durrell. Coming back like Fidel and Che after they captured Moncada. Yeah, we're coming back. Coming back like you did, Malcolm. Like you did, a man with a mission. We're coming back, Malcolm. Like you did after the nation tried to silence you. Ever evolving, ever advancing, ever demanding, ever exposing, ever confronting, ever organizing. Coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back like you did to Africa. Coming back like you did Omawale. Like you did after breaking bread with Nkrumah and Zikwe, Nyerere, Nasser and Tory. Yeah, like you came back pan-Africanist and revolutionary and ever closer to science. I say we're coming back, Malcolm. Coming back like the BLA did to Liberator Sada. Coming back like the FMLN in El Salvador. Coming back like the Palestinians with Intifada. Coming back like the joint Angolan Cuban SWAPO forces came back to spank those maggots of holding death at an apartheid at Quito Carnival. Coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back. Coming back, coming, 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 coming back, coming back, coming, 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 coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back like Mandela to bury apartheid. Coming back like the Ruwa bin Wahad reminding us of Geronimo Press, of the New York Three, of the Queens Two, of Alejandro Torres, of Sylvia Baraldini, reminding us of Mutulu Shakur, of Sekou Odinga, of Sundiata Okoli, of Alan Berkman, of Leonard Peltier, of Mumia Abu-Jamal. Coming back like the Ruwa came back, like the Ruwa came back to say free all political prisoners now. Free all political prisoners now. Free all political prisoners now. By law, we're coming back, Malcolm. And you should see our kids, like Tony Medina. They're coming back strong. Coming back with you t-shirted to their chests, with you quilted in bags over their shoulders, with you buttoned to their hearts. Coming back with your eyeballs absorbing your ideas, with your speeches saturating this new language they're inventing. Yes, Malcolm, they're inventing a new language. A bold language, a new music, a new art, an art of defiance, scaring a white man to death, even though they got a lot to learn still. Like the secrets of Kemet and Kush, like the inexhaustible treasure of the spirit, like discipline, like tradition, like science. Yeah, they still have to learn science, but so do we. So do we. I mean, they're coming back, Malcolm. Coming back with boycotts, coming back with sit-ins, coming back with walkouts, coming back death on house Negroes doing the assimilado shuffle. Oh, you should see him coming back, Malcolm. Coming back like Ahi Baraka from the crossfire genocide. Coming back like Public Enemy after the attack on Professor Griff. Coming back too black,
too strong,
too black,
too black,
steady ready, carrying on,
carrying on,
too black,
too black,
too strong.
Too strong.
Steady ready.
Steady ready.
Carrying on.
Carrying on.
Too black.
Too black.
Too strong.
Too strong.
Steady ready.
Steady ready.
Carrying on.
Carrying on.
We're coming back with them, Malcolm. Coming back with clarity. Coming back with courage. Coming back with no compromise, no sellout. Coming back with self-determination, firing from our eyes. Coming back to back up fascism. Coming back to turn the volume way up on imperialism. Coming back on a mission, on a mission, on a mission to claim all that is rightfully ours. And coming back to do it by any means necessary.
All right.
Long live Malcolm X. I just want to remind folks of a very important event that is coming up on January 25th. There's going to be a huge, and there's need to be huge with us, rally that we're calling Peace for Cuba. If there is a process in the world now that embodies no compromise, no sellout in a real way, it is our maximum allies that are the Cuban Revolution and the Cuban people. And if there is something that we can do to honor the legacy of Malcolm's struggle, we will struggle with our people to not, one, to stay the hand of U.S. imperialism, but if U.S. imperialism is fool enough to attack Cuba to prevent our people from getting caught up in that maximum hype, because there will be some that will come back from body bags. Cuba is not Iraq. The Cuban people made that revolution by themselves, and they will defend it to the death, to the last Cuban, if they have to. So anything that we can do on that front,
right,
now is the time. Long live Malcolm X.
Avenda.
Hello, my poem is called No Homes for Sellouts. When the white walls come tumbling down and the oppressees become the oppressors, there'll be no homes for sellouts. When the people recover fully from their long period of having psychosis, after being dehumanized, demoralized, and deculturalized, and when the black man stops being soldiers for their masters and becomes soldiers for themselves, there'll be no homes for sellouts.
All right.
When the black man starts fighting back these so-called public defenders, who's protecting us from you? And when someday we'll all be free becomes today, there'll be no homes for sellouts.
That's right.
And when the black man starts taking back his direct rule and rule, there'll be no homes for sellouts. So all you yes sir, thank you sir, anything for you sir, Negroes, insist that you must be a Negro. Understand when the original man takes the stand and does away with the evil man, there'll be no homes for you. So when you try to run and find that there's nowhere to hide, don't think that all is forgotten and you can come back on our side. No homes for sellouts.
All right.
So if this poem applies to you, there's only one thing that I suggest you do. Stop selling out and join the revolution, because there'll be no homes for you. No homes for sellouts.
All right.
Kevin Powell.
Peace, everybody.
Exactly right.
What up, what up? One thing that Malcolm gave me when I first read his autobiography was clarity. You know, he made me see a lot of things I'd never seen before in my life. We have a saying in the black community, how you sound, which means, what do you mean, make it plain, brother or sister? You know, the first poem I'm gonna read is called How You Sound, and it's in the tradition of what's been read already, because I think as poets, we have an obligation to make things plain for our people. How you sound for the black bards. How you sound saying you write poetry just for yourself and no one else, then coming into public reading that bullshit that you and no one else can understand. How you sound, poet? What is poetry anyway but the ability to communicate with humankind? How you sound writing obtuse hypnotic verse steeped in the very Western traditions which reject your humanity? That isn't poetry, that is a manifestation of the knife that slits your throat every time you open your mouth and say something worldly, otherworldly, so you think like, the darkness envelops me. I am an organic membrane facilitating the equinox's celebration of the moon's electric ascension into the orange mouth of the great lords. What the fuck do you mean, poet? You don't know, and neither do I, how you sound when all you do is sit in your quaint Fort Greene apartment penning elitist poetry, torturing your friends to listen as you sit around and sip herbal tea, masturbating intellectually over how deep all of you are. The only thing deep is the shit your minds have been dropped into. Black bards, how you sound? Have you forgotten that we are in the tradition of poets who understood the racial mount and were not afraid to climb it? Can you relate to Langston Hughes's prostitutes and pimps, or Margaret Walker's For My People, or Gwendolyn Brooks's We Real Cool, or Alice Walker's What Can the White Man Say to Me, or Clarman Kay's If We Must Die? Does your Norton anthology or book of world's greatest poets include a Mary Baraka or Larry Neal or Sonia Sanchez or Jane Cortez or Haki Manabuli or Mari Evans? Can you sing like Sophia Henderson Holmes or Daryl Holmes or Zahi Muhammad or Wajinko Reynolds or Louis Reyes Rivera? Can you hear the contemporary voices, the new jack swing sweeping in the wind, the uncompromising songs of Ras Baraka, Carol Ballard, Lorena Craighead, Carlos Johnson, Jabari Hussein, Tony Medina, Willie Padermo, or Patrick Sylvain? Can you be a Paul
old Beatty poem. Bohemian open verse spreading the images of childhood into a tidal wave of subliminal political messages revealing the contradictions of this racist society? Or do you think Paul is just trying to be funny or cute or Americanist like Ginsberg said? What the fuck does Ginsberg know anyway except how to howl? To be American is to be drowned in the sweaty, dirty, blue, blue, black, black, blackness, poet. We need poems that ain't afraid to shuffle and jive. Poems that ain't afraid of black English or collard greens and grits for breakfast. We need Willie Perdomo, New Yorican poems, Nigga Rican blues poems, Miguel Pinheiro, Victor Hernandez Cruz poems, poems that eat rice and beans, boat burping goes south on 145th and Broadway, Bombers a la Fiesta poems, we need Letitia Benson poems, poems that make you go, ooh, baby, do it to me one more time. But don't forget, we gotta fight the enemy after we finish. We need Ras Baraka poems, poems not afraid of his own rage, not afraid of his own emotions, poems that don't sit on lines and twiddle his thumbs. We need poems so angry they make you want to scream and shit. Or kill somebody, maybe. Kill, yeah, like death to white supremacy. Kill, like we dying, so we better do something. Yeah, kill. We need killing poems. We need Tony Medina poems. Poems that make teacup mantelpiece poets say, I'm really sorry, I wrote that horrible, confusing verse. I won't do it again. We need poems that make weak-kneed black poets cross the street when they see a poem coming that ain't taking no shit. A poem that makes bourgeois artists understand the Harlem Renaissance and the black arts movement never ended. Art never ends, and neither does the struggle that produces that art. We need freedom poems. Poems that sing and swing. Poems that dance and dagger. We need b-boy and girl poems, poems that parallel rap music, not poems that sound like the dead classical music of the cavemen of Europe. We need marching poems, Malcolm, 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 Malcolm X poems, Fannie Lou Hamer poems, Asada Shakur poems, Ella Baker, Angela Davis, George Jackson poems. We need revolutionary poems, cutting edge and Uzi poems. We need poems that desire to know the body politic and the body poetic. We need anti-ism poems, anti-racism, anti-sexism, anti-classism, anti-vacillationism, anti-Negroism poems. We need poems that can stomp roaches and Clarence Thomas in a single bound. We need poems that understand. We need poems that understand that Superman don't fly in Harlem and set to collect the rent. We need poems that give meaning to the lives of junkies who suck their own blood to survive. We need poems that can remodel abandoned buildings, clean up empty, filthy, rat-infested locks. We need future poems, poems that speak to the children in a language they understand. We need hope poems, poems that will feed and house people. We need those build and create poems Brother Raz talks about. We need poems that people can understand. We need poems that people can understand. We need poems that people can understand.
This is called This Poem, and basically, I'll just read it. This poem is for 400 years of giving our minds, our bodies, our blood, our lives to this racist country, not even being thanked or paid for our contributions. No. This poem is for our ancestors who were hunted, enslaved, manipulated, divided, beaten, raped, tarred, feathered, called boy and girl, spat upon, bitten by snarling dogs, and just outright killed, but they fought back anyway. I wonder what they would say if they could see us now. This poem is for the black women who carry the weight of the black family even as our people slip closer and closer towards self-destruction. Stay strong, sisters. There are some brothers who want to be men. This poem is for the brothers in the house. When are we going to stop making excuses to ourselves, to our women, and to our children, and confront our manhood head on? Shouldn't we be tired of now, by now, being the punks, the crybabies, the pimps, and apology makers of the planet Earth? This poem is for the so-called black leaders, the pretenders, the contenders, and the backbenders of the race. They would rather have their faces on the 6 o'clock news than in the heart of the black community serving the people. We ain't got to call no names, but we know who you are. This poem is for all the black politicians in America who sell pipe dreams to the people. When are y'all going to realize that you are nothing without black people? Or has the good monster dressed you so fine and fed you so well that you suddenly suffer from selective amnesia? This poem is for the new generation, my generation, our generation of blacker than thou would-be revolutionaries. Yeah, we know what time it is. We sport dreadlocks and red, black, and green everywhere, even down to our underwear, and don the latest African garb, and we pierce our noses and ears, and we might have even read the autobiography of Malcolm X. Maybe all of it, thinking we hold all the keys to freedom's door. All the while we fuck every day till the break of dawn, smoke the weed out, snort coke, and wallow up in gossip and petty jealousies, and hate the people we say we love and organize only when it's convenient for us. What revolution are we talking about anyway? This poem is for the legacy of our true heroes and heroines who we don't know or who we have forgotten. Nat Turner, David Walker, Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Ida B. Wells, Booker T. Washington, W.E.B. Du Bois, Madam C.J. Walker, Marcus Garvey, Zora Neale Hurston, Langston Hughes, Paul Robeson, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Ella Baker, Rosa Parks, Fannie Lou Hamer, Malcolm, Malcolm, Malcolm X, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Stokely Carmichael, H. Rapp Brown, Huey P. Newton, George Jackson, Angela Davis, Asada Shakur, Mary Baraka, Minister Louis Farrakhan, Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, Winnie Mandela, Nelson Mandela, and the countless number of brothers and sisters who've tried to give black people direction.
This poem is for Howard Beach and Bensonhurst and the white boys who got over for the murders of Michael Griffith and Yusef Hawkins. You know they got over. How many more black lives have to be lost before we recognize that we are in a state of war? What are other people going to pay for killing us? Are we so used to being wiped out by now that it doesn't faze us anymore? This poem is for the young brothers who were caught in the teeth of the Central Park case. Why is it that when Tawana Brawley said she was raped, hardly anyone blinked or believed her black story, even with evidence, yet when a white woman cries rape, it doesn't matter that the sperm nor the blood nor the hair matches any of the boys. It is the perfect crime to pin on niggas because we are still three-fifths of a human being. In many people's minds, in our own minds, we cling to the belief that America is just. This poem is for the young brothers and sisters of Crown Heights, Brooklyn. At least they knew what time it was. Ain't no time left to burn candles or march to sad songs or forgive your enemy. Ain't no time left for multicultural exchanges and mutual understanding. I wonder anyway, work with who and understand what? Tell anyone who comes in with that bullshit to NAAC their way out. It's a black thing and dumb folks will never understand. This poem is about the real meaning of life and victory. Viva Fidel Castro in Cuba. Long live the PAC and the ANC of Azania in South Africa. Fuck George Bush and his Bloods for Oil war in the Middle East. I said Bloods for Oil. Saddam Hussein never done shit to me. If someone gives me a gun, I will make love to the bulls and plunge it to the real enemies of our people. This is a poem that cries for action, a poem that wants survival for black people, a poem that understands how AIDS and drugs drop their way into our community. Black people don't fuck monkeys, and we sure as hell don't own no airplanes. This is not a happy poem, a we shall overcome poem, a let's get ours in heaven poem. This is not a poem that is Eurostructural, metaphoric, or full of tonality and imagery, and all that bullshit they teach us in college. Nah. This is a poem of raw anger, of pain. This is a blues, jazz, soul, funk, hip-hop, keep dropping them poem. This is a poem that... up and be counted, not for some fucking census, but for your sense of self-love, for your sense of self-worth, for your life and lives of people who look like you. This is a poem for us. Please.
Luis Raiz Rivera.
You want a job?
Yeah.
If you a Jewish wise Irish girl without a goal in mind, or a half Chinese, half Japanese, seventh generation gutter gang XGI, if you caught somewhere between the African continent, the American curse, and haven't yet decided where to stand on black belt, southern, Puerto swinging, reeking, hazy nation cries.
Yes, sir, I hear that.
If you hate to read, love to vote, but aren't really sure your thought could count beyond fourth grade accents, dropping dope and memorizing numbers on the side, then you the one we need to see.
Sir.
Get yourself a new career. Be a holster strap.
Oh, shit.
Or on the spot backup teaming 20 grand to start patrolling pens, cruising asses, speaking riddle bullets to those angry snarls on unemployment lines. Feel that thing you never had, that strength you never known. Mister, he's my husband you locked up. Oh, yeah? Well, then why don't we discuss this case at your place tonight? Strolling streets of bowing corpses dare not look into your eyes, but heave their heels to stroke for wages, kneading dough and sewing sleeves and pressing plates, then speeding back by 6 o'clock to lock themselves inside before the night lets loose your prowling power hunger blast, life and breath buckling under your quick grip decision, marking accidental graves, carving notches on your gun. Be a man for a change, girl. Be a cop. Strutting in and looking mean, chewing on those dancing apples, finely curved and ripe for plucking, bouncing down above the bar. Their winking hips looking like they long to taste the way you swing your club, while all them other drinking faces think of fear, thinking you the dog on top. So sign right here and take the test and free your bills and join this force that guards against those groups of folks who never, ever be your neighbors. A place I never been.
Oh, yes.
Was you there? Was you ever there? In a place you never been, but you knew you was there before and you was never there? I was. In a place I knew me to be when I was never really there, I was there. On a sunny Harlem Sunday, I was there. Was you? In a ballroom, on a beaming, gleaming Harlem corner, in a sunny sunset ballroom, did you hear? In a shiny, shining wildlife ballroom, did you hear the bullet cry? Did you see the man fall on a bright and bosom Sunday? On a bosom bright street jam, spare me a dime, stale bread, bosom brother, sunny Sunday Harlem, was you there? Did you see the bullet who cried? Did you hear the man's fall? I was there. In a crowd of pride and treason, in a chill-filled room of mobs and patriots, in a crowded crowd of pride and treason, where scared scars was ducking on, scared screams ducking on, scared scowls ducking because they heard the bullet cry. Duck! Because they heard the reason the bullet cried. As the man showed the marks, old shackles left behind, as his back arched tall, breaking shackles left behind, I heard the bullet cry. No, not me! I saw the man fall in a place I never was, where I must have been before. I saw the man fall. Did you? Did you ever? Did you ever try to be where you never could have been, yet somehow you had to be there? On the 21st of the second month, in a double aisle, room tight, dancing, jumping, balling floor, did you hear? Did you hear the gush of puddles gushing from the podium bench? Did you see the barrel stock kicking back a shotgun swing? Did you hear the pellets fly? Did you see the knowledge flow? Did you hear his woman's feet? Did you hear his woman? Did you see his woman's feet? Did you see his woman climbing over and up, over, up, over, up, and over, face down, rows of turned down faces? Did you hear his woman's plea? That's my husband, that's my husband. Was you there? Did you go? Did you go to hear a poem in his every word? Did you hear a poem in his every word? Did you hear a poem? Was you there? Did you feed the hollow caves of starving eardrums? Did you feed the hollow crave of eardrums starving? Did you go to hear his song? Did you hear him sing? I was there. In a place I could never be, I saw the bullet's tears tearing. I was there. In a place I could never be, I heard the bullet's tears tearing. I was there. I saw the bullet shiver, the lonely bullet shiver and crush through the horn-rimmed frames of a strong man's peace. I heard the bullet cry. Why me? Why me? Don't make me do it. Don't make me. Taking aim at courage, I heard the bullet cry. Taking aim at courage, I saw the bullet cry. Did you? Did you? Was you there? Was you? Was you turning over chair holes, finding no room for cover space? Was you turning over chair holes, finding no room? Was you turning over chairs while the man was falling and the bullet begging? As the man was falling and the bullet limping? As the man was falling and the bullet breaking? And the bullet breaking? And the bullet breaking through the throbbing corner of a people's heart stream, turning chairs over chairs, finding no room? Was you there? Was you? In a place you never been, but somehow you was there, somehow, and you was never there. I was there. In a place I had to be to hear the bullet cry. Murder! To see our manhood fall. Murder! To watch a part of me fall. I was there. On a sunny Harlem Sunday, in a place I never been, on the 21st of the second, in a room I can't forget, on a stage I never seen, with a man I barely knew. I saw the bullet cry. I heard the man fall.
Orion Pope.
get myself together for a couple seconds. That's really emotional for me.
That's right.
Even though I wasn't there. This is dedicated to all my ancestors and all my elders who are on the stage this evening, and to all the elders that have taught me either indirectly or directly about anything I need to know to survive. It's called Black Tangents. If I never understood anything about the souls of black folks, I understand them more than ever before. You see, I looked into their eyes and saw the rivers Hughes had known, the sun Lorraine absorbed, the song Maya sang, and the story James had told. And while Josephine danced to Duke's Thursday song, Black Power, shouted Huey in the voice of a good friend of mine. You see, it was midnight, and I saw music in motion, in motion, in rhythm, and hands and feet and bodies and sweat and legs and hand clapping and foot stomping and hip swinging and blues people all in one room giving birth to a new proverb, and it was cool. It was cool, and not even Armstrong broke a sweat, and him and Bird played all night, and it was a love supreme. If I never understood anything about the souls of black folks, I understand them more than ever. Thank you.
Raz Baraka.
Two poems. First one is called I Remember Malcolm, that I just got finished writing. Malcolm. Even in your death, we are afraid to say your whole name or look to see if the name we call you fits. Malcolm. Probably if Spike was alive when you were, he would be clearer or dead. Maybe at least that character would be definitely. Two.
Ayo.
I knew a kid named him, named he, named Malcolm. At least that's what they called him. Used to rob drug dealers till he was gunned down by the police on account that the only thing he really learned in school was how to steal. Yeah, I know Malcolm. Used to run with the Puerto Ricans, 'cause he had curly red hair and was known for pulling knives and would cut you in a minute. Yeah, I know Malcolm. Excuse me, messing up. Now I gotta start over.
That's all right.
I just wrote it.
I love that.
That's so true.
All right, I got it. I'm gonna start from two. Ew!
I know a kid named him, named he, named Malcolm, at least that's what they called him. Used to rob drug dealers till he was gunned down by the police on account that the only thing he really ever learned in school was how to steal. Yeah, I know Malcolm. Used to run with the Puerto Ricans because he had curly red hair. He was known for pulling knives and would cut you in a minute. Who, Malcolm? Yeah, there was a guy named Malcolm, went to school with me. Shit, we always found ourselves in. Yeah, I know Malcolm. We were formally introduced in college. My professors would always say his name in passing or quickly as possible to get it off their minds to prevent any allergic reactions. And we always were assigned to do papers on him on our own time, of course. And the more I read, the more I was convinced that I knew Malcolm, that I seen him before, that he grew up with me, and all the Malcolms I knew in my life had one thing in common,
They was determined to fight by any means necessary. 3. Hey, Malcolm! Malcolm! Hey, you! Hey, Malcolm! Hey, you! Hey, he! Hey, us! Hey, we! Hey, I! Hey, Malcolm! Malcolm! Wake up, brother! They trying to steal your name, cage your shadow. It's them, Malcolm. They, them white boys with green eyes and purple hair smoking weed in Washington Square Park, and niggas in short leather jackets and rhinestone X hats, and Negro executives working for Exxon with kente scarves and sweat socks with red X's all over them, celebrating your legacy. Hey, Malcolm, Malcolm, check out the white boys, check out the socialist white boys and their papers at our conferences and meetings, continually trying to steal our words. Couldn't be found. Couldn't be found when you were alive, and now that you are gone, they have become head whitey, father of our ideas, like the same liars they claim not to be. Suing our brothers for uttering Malcolm's name. Hey, Malcolm, Malcolm, the village people, they want you, Malcolm, macho, macho man. They want to steal you from Harlem, move you downtown, mass produce X hats, X coats, X medallions, X shirts, ex-ties and ex-revolutionaries. Yeah, Malcolm, they want you. Your name, your footprints, your shadows. They want to capture your fire, make movies about it, bottle it, sell it, smoke it, get high off of it. Yeah, Malcolm, mama, Malcolm, hey, Malcolm, mama, Malcolm, hey, Malcolm, wake up. 4. I should have wrote this poem a long, long time ago. I would have saved some lives then. America is the place that swallowed Malcolm, where they killed our brother while most of us watched. Our screams weren't loud enough to save his life. Our anger wasn't fiery enough to protect him. Our love wasn't strong enough to keep him alive. They killed our brothers. Our enemies did it. They murdered our brother, shot him down in cold blood. They killed him, tore his body apart, and he bled. He bled all over our community. He bled our enemies. They did it. Killed our brother, stole the life from his body. They killed him, murderers, in cold blood. While most of us, yes, most of us, we watched. Hey, Malcolm, some things have changed since you've been gone. Yeah, but most things have stayed the same. Mm-mm. Thank you. Whoa. This poem is it's called In a Tradition 2. I gotta read this poem. If we're talking about Malcolm's legacy, and the youth are definitely the legacy, we have to continue the legacy. And we were complaining today that the conference wasn't trying to foster that legacy. So I want to read this poem In a Tradition, and maybe we all understand that, you know, we need to celebrate Malcolm in order to move the struggle on, not just for the sake of celebrating. Mm-hmm. In a Tradition too, for my parents, Amidi and Amina Baraka. Death to South Africa, long live Azania. Mm-hmm. And they always ask me, who do you aspire to be like? And I say, I want to be like an African war song, a spiritual slave song, a radical public enemy song. I want to be the expressions of what is and what will be. I want to be lyrical explosions of new blues rap music. I want to be in a tradition of long live the cane, follow the leader, my melody, rebel without a pause, freedom or death, stop the violence, philosophy, black steel in an hour of chaos. I want to be a prophet of rage, scientific rage. In the words of Flavor Flav, Cole Medina, boy. I want to be Medina, people-oriented. I want to be them, they, us, we, I, and I. Blackness, not as in down or decadence, but as in life, livelihood, as in things unseen. In a tradition of us, of warmth. In the tradition of love or the things that I love, Amina Baraka. In a tradition of suffering, struggling, and womanhood. In the traditions of those after Harriet's troops, the Sodders, and Hamers. You thought you won, didn't you? Thought you'd taken all our women. But before you turn your back and smile with evil pleasure, I yell, Lisa Williamson, Ariane Pope, Cherise Woodley, Cherie Warren, April Silver. In the tradition of all of our women,
You must be insane. I know you like death, killing, and decadent shit, but you must be crazy sick. You thought it was over because the 60s ended? You thought you won because you got nigger horses carrying your cowboy philosophies and Negro presidents kicking dogs on their own people? It's not over yet. The only dead things around here will be you. You like bookless? Be bookless. Be educationless. You be BMW'd and IBM. Do you want imperialism? You have orgasms in the face of capitalism? Keep all of that shit and go to hell with it. I want to be in a tradition of workers and fighters. I want to be like Bob Marley, a Buffalo Soldier, like Steel Pulse and Rally Round a Flag. I want to be a reggae song, a Kilimanjaro tune, a West African fighting song on the Isle of Goree. In a tradition of all of us everywhere. In a tradition of niggas and Latin Americans, of niggas and Puerto Ricans, of niggas and West Indians, of niggas and Cubans, and niggas and Australians, and even niggas and Europeans. You thought you split us up, kept us apart, ignorant and separated. You crazier than I thought. Take Luis Rivera, Pedro Pietre, Cheryl Byron, George Negron, Derek Angeletti, the Puerto Ricanest nigga I ever saw. In a tradition of common people, in a tradition of socialism and Pan-Africanism and peopleism, I want to be like a Cesare porn, an Usman film, a Baraka play. I want to feel like the souls of 1,000 black folks. I want to be a Bambara, a Morrison, a Sanchez, and a Mina. I want to feel like a Hughes, a Baldwin, a Du Bois I can name for days. Sorry, America, Europe, Western world, only thing you got is what you stole and can't even perfect that. Sitting big in your money-filled lazy chair, wearing the crown of imperialism, watching your plague destroy the world, you will die. You will be crushed and overthrown by those who come after. Those who you kill and those who come after them. The more you kill, the more we come. You will fall, trust me, take my word. Those in the tradition of morals and life, those in tradition of progress and love, will seek your doom to the outer edges of the universe, and you can't even be saved by your mindless Gestapo, white domes and black-faced Negro people. In a tradition of youth and children, of Amidis and Ahis, of Shani Baraka, she will slam dunk your very essence in the hoop of eternal damnation. In a tradition of Obalajis and Viras and Wandas, in a tradition of family and togetherhood, in a tradition of prophets and new generations. You thought you stopped it all, broke down all forms of resistance, fattened your being off our souls, but before you speak with delusions of sanity, remember HU Takeover 89, the people united will never be defeated. You will never escape it. We will sit in, stand in, fight and die in, yeah, and even kill in. I want to be about those who were lynched. I want to be about those who were enslaved. I want to be about Eleanor Bumpers and Michael Griffith. I want to feel for Tawana Brawley and Howard Beach. I want to be just like Larry Davis. I want to be in a tradition of those that were murdered for our name's sake. Remember Malcolm, remember Evers, remember King, Lumumba, Hampton, George Jackson, and even remember those people who you can't remember who was victimized by this shit. Remember South Africa still ain't free. In a tradition of intelligence and leadership. You say we're ignorant, you know it all. I say Nkrumah, Lumumba, Du Bois, Amidi. Shall I continue or did you have enough? Malcolm, Martin, Farrakhan, you think that's it? Check out Shamin Allah, Hawk Islam, Kevin Powell, 100 Black Men of Rutgers, Webs and Sillies, Nia Force, don't forget Allen, as in Harry Allen, media assassin, he will shoot down your historical language of lies and substitute it with a redefinition of self, real self, in a tradition of those who will come after, in a tradition of new renaissances and new revolutions, in a tradition of building and power gaining, in a tradition of self-determination. I want to be nobody but self. In a tradition of my people, the only people who will fight for all people. I thank you. I thank you all who come before us. I thank you, Amidi Baraka. May blues people stay in our hearts forever. In a tradition of your tradition, may every one of your books be read in the Institute of Pan-African Thought. I thank you for fathering me and marrying Amina, my mother. I thank you and love you both in the tradition of all of us. In a tradition of blackness everywhere, of peace everywhere. I want to be blackness. I want to be peace. I want to be Amidi and Amina too. I want to be both of you. And I will carry the tradition on in good times and bad and build and create and create and build 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 and build and create and create and build. The Klan will die and black people will be victorious.
All right. Yes, sir. In good hands. Remember, we're talking about cultural revolutions, talking about struggling to carry the political line in the area of the arts and education institutions, talking about facing down fascism. This is a poem called I Am, and this is for all of us who've been fighting for cultural revolution, fighting wherever, for Addison Gale and his black aesthetic, and for all of us who stand up against imperialism and white supremacy. We are being told of the greatness of Western civilization.
Yet Europe is not the West. Leave England headed west, you arrive in Newark. The West is the New World, not Europe. The West is El Mundo Nuevo, the Pan-American complexity, as diverse as the roots and history of our collection. The West is the Americas, not Europe. It is the America that the homeboy tells, the sister we can see, your wife, husband, and children, your mama, your friends, your family, your closest enemies are West. The quest, the search for humanity still goes on. But of the Euro-white supremacists, the slave masters, conquistadores, destroyers of pharaonic Egypt and Carthage, invaders, destroyers of Moorish Spain, of African and Asian worlds, creators of the Inquisition, Christ killers, murderers of thousands of Christians in the Colosseum, murderers of Spartacus, Vandals, Germans, ditchmen, Boers, destroyers of Mojo Dareño, Tenochtitlan, kill Montezuma and Emiliano Zapata, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, even the Kennedys, Bobby Hutton, Fred Hampton, Medgar Evers, the Aztecs, the Incas, the Mayans, the Taino, the Arawak, conquerors of America, enslaving humanity in cannibal menus, Bushmen living on human flesh as public ritual, ideology of predators and blood-covered claws, murderers of Iraq, would-be destroyers of the ancient Mesopotamian culture, assassins of Sandino, Toussaint Louverture, Patrice Lumumba, enslavers of women, overthrew Mother Right, killed Socrates and Copernicus, Lincoln, John Brown and Nat Turner, Amilcar Cabral and David Sebeko, who claim civilization and Christianity and philosophy as crucifiers, who worship statues till 300 AD, who destroyed the libraries of Alexandria, the University of Timbuktu, who thought the wind made babies, who say now they are the creators of great civilizations, plagiarists, ignorant imitators, claiming geometry and the lever, which existed 1,000 years before they was even here, whose great minds are thieves like Aristotle, con men like Democritus and Anaximander, whose gods are the vanilla ice of Ethiopian originals, half-dressed cave dwellers, half-dressed cave dwellers painted blue, Anglos knife-wielding, Saxons, sackers, robbers of ancient civilizations, Vikings whose gods were drunk and rowdy, robbers like Conan and Woden, punks like Napoleon who got run out of Haiti by Toussaint and Dessalines, who got bum-rushed out of Russia, whacked out racist monsters, shot the nose and mouth off the Sphinx so sick and anti-life in history were they who put Mali and Songhai, all Africa, into slave ships for money, whose prophets were numbers, not visionaries, life as a low thing, worshippers of minds, not minds, war lovers, not peacemakers, ain't instead of art, death instead of life, dog, they best friend, ice and snow, not we and no, blood suckers and motherfuckers, love war so much they call the history of their civilization the canon in honor of Marco Polo's trip to China. Should we praise them for Dachau? For the poisoning of David Walker? The genocide of Native Americans? Or concentration camps for Japanese Americans? Perhaps 700 years of Irish colonialism? Or Gandhi's murder, the conquest of India, the opium wars, TB sheets for Indians, or the Trail of Tears. So how should we praise them? And what should we call them who style themselves God, whose New World Order seems old and Miltonic in that they rule and do not serve? But somehow the term Satan seems too narrow. The word the word devil is too limiting. But there must be some description, some appropriate horrific we can coin, something that says liar, murderer, maniac, animal, something that indicates their importance. Because this is for Malcolm, I want to finish with this Malcolm poem written a couple of years ago. Today, Malcolm is in us like that first ancestor, the signifying monkey agitating from a tree. He said, you in a jungle, a money jungle, Duke Funked. Malcolm gave us back to ourselves. Who are we, he asked. Malcolm gave Africa back to us, our humanity back to us, our courage with our blood, that hawkness in us, Osiris and Isis. O creators of human beings and civilization, do you not see you are called upon again, again to raise up off all fours, that this is not even a place fit for human love, that slavery is neither scientific nor holy, and its swollen owners, pig gods we bow down to, heavy with ignorant grinning. What world, whose world is this? Whose art? Humans living like animals, subject to the animal king. Malcolm beats in us like the heart he gave us. He makes us stand up straight, like the courage he left us in that last gesture of will. Brothers and sisters, he said, to unleash the bullet shower, and he was dead to kill us, and we are dead till he lives. Malcolm is in us now. He left the outside to live on the inside. He speaks to me often. He speaks to us all. Self-determination, he says. Self-respect, he cries. Self-defense, he calls, and we are not with him, and our enemies kill him. We must be Malcolm, all Malcolm, bone and brain, because he is in us now, like our memory of death, like our will to be...